Hi, can I speak to Leslie, please?
This is her.
Leslie, hi, good morning. My name is Albert Ramirez. I'm speaking to you on a record line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, ma'am, the contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sure.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. Part two to that question is, are you willing to affirm on a penalty? You haven't sought legal representation or advice from another attorney or law firm for this specific matter? Or signed documents with another law firm?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just... Will be met with it's a little loud back there, ma'am. I can't hear you.
No, I'm about to pause it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm for this specific matter? Have you signed documents like electronically or physically with another law firm?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you filing this claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the brain.
Gosh. I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. When was your diagnosis date?
It started on February 2016.
So you were diagnosed February?
No, I'm sorry, sir.
It's okay.
What was the question again?
When were you diagnosed? When did the doctor tell you you had meningioma?
It was February 2016, I believe.
2015?
I'm not sure. Oh, give me 1 second, okay?
Sure. Go ahead. Take your time. Grab your paperwork. Do what you got to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, I found So yeah, it was you said a year was I diagnosed?
Correct.
The brain tumor? It was in 2021.
Okay, what month approximately?
October 11th.
2021?
Yes. October 15th. I'm sorry.
That's okay. October 15th, 2021. Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo-Provera contraceptive?
No, sir.
Okay. And next we're going to talk about the specific drug, Depo-Provera. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, or was it a generic form?
It was called Pfizer.
Okay, Pfizer. That's the main one, Depo-Provera. Okay, so there was not, you didn't, did you ever switch to the generic form?
No, sir.
Okay, and did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay, that was prior to the diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use Depo-Provera after January 1st, 1992?
Yes.
Okay, when did you start using it?
It was February, I believe, 2016.
2016? Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you stop using it?
In 2021.
Approximate month?
In September.
September 2021?
Yes.
Okay. So you used it for 5 years, right?
Yes.
And did you get is it a brain tumor? Did you get meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the main injury. Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And I have first name Leslie, last name Saul. Do you have a middle name, Leslie?
It's Catherine. Katherine.
Okay, Catherine. Okay. What's your social, please?
It's 609-32-2819.
Let me repeat that. 609-32-2819.
Yes.
Okay. Leslie Sowell 0@gmail.com.
Yes.
Phone number 951-548-9792.
Yes.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Is that your mobile? Okay. And I see 951. Are you here in California?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Give me the address, please.
My address? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me get the envelope. It's 1283 West Linden Street.
Lemon Street?
Linden. It's spelled L-I-N-D-E-N. So that's 1283 Linden Street, not with the West, just Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N Street, apartment B, Riverside.
Okay.
92405. I mean, I'm sorry, 92507.
Got it. It's okay.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Don't worry. It's not you. It's the meningioma that causes these things. So don't worry about it, okay? All right. So I have an address of 1283 West Linden Street, Apartment B, Riverside, California, 92507. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, next, was the shot Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or their staff or yourself? Who gave you the shot?
It was a OBGYN doctor.
Okay. And
gave it to me.
Got it. And how many times? Okay, so you used it for about 5 years, we said?
Yes.
And then you took the shot minimum 4 times a year, correct? So that would be 4 times 5, at least 20 shots, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the depo?
It was Dr. Lopez, Robert Lopez, to be exact.
Dr. Robert Lopez.
I think that's how you pronounce the name.
What city? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a common one.
Okay. Riverside.
Got it. All right. Dr. Robert Lopez, Riverside, California.
Mm-hmm.
Is his office located in Chino? Or is it the one at 4445 Magnolia, Riverside?
Yes, off the Magnolia.
Okay. And then was that with the Providence doctor insurance or something like that?
No, I didn't have insurance. My family had to help me pay for it.
Okay, got it. Okay, so would you say his the name of the facility? Do you know the name of the facility that he worked at?
No.
No? Okay. But was it that 445 Magnolia Avenue, Riverside, California? Is that the correct address?
Give me one second. Let me see if I can Google it real fast.
Awesome. Thanks. You're the best. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to do on my end.
Yeah, I believe that was the address.
Okay. All right, give me a sec. Because it seems like he may have moved to Chino, 12586 Chino.
Oh yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay.
I had did my treatment right there at the community hospital off the because I'm looking at the address. It's the community hospital. That's where I received all my treatment done at.
Okay, let me have the name of that name of facility where Deborah Favera was administered. What's the name of it?
What do you mean? When I started my
So the name of the facility where the shot was administered, where Robert Lopez treated you or gave you the shot, administered it.
Well, I don't have none of my I don't have that medical paperwork. So I really.
I just need to get a name, and then I could get the address, and I'll get the phone number.
Okay. Let me see if I can find my on the paper. Give me one second, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't recall the name of the doctor's office that he worked at.
Okay, so what we'll do is let me just research him, and this is so far what I've found for Robert Lopez, MD. I have one address for Providence.org, and then I have, it seems like, his private practice at a Chino.
Yeah, I have a private practice. I think it was in Chino.
It was the Chino location, okay. So, that shows 12586 Central Avenue, Chino. So, I'll take that down. The phone number, 909-548-6820. Come on. Sometimes websites play nice, and sometimes they don't let you do copying and pasting.
Yeah, about it.
I'm trying to find the name of this location where he's at, but I think it's just his private office.
I'm looking at my contact for sure. That's the that's his phone number. Stored in my contact.
Okay, I'm just going to put the facility for his own. Robert Lopez, MD. Next. Prescribing. Was he the same doctor that prescribed it to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Same address, Chino, phone numbers, same address, phone number. What was your pharmacy name? Was it a Walgreens, Walmart, CVS?
It was a Walmart.
In what city?
Riverside, California. Okay.
Walmart pharmacy.
The one right there off of Valley Spring, Valley Spring Road.
Okay, so Walmart pharmacy. I have one off of Van Buren, Valley Springs Parkway.
That's it.
Okay, Walmart 6250. Got it. That's a Walmart Supercenter. Address 6250. All right. We're almost done, by the way, okay?
Okay. Did you have your coffee this morning?
Myself?
Yes.
I did not. I stopped drinking coffee about 6-7 months ago.
That's good.
Yeah, I work at a company where it's pretty awesome. Everybody seems to care about themselves. We got a gym downstairs. Snacks are provided at our office, but they're all healthy. You don't get anything like that's bad for you. So at that point, when I start working here, one of my coworkers, I'm like, hey, what do you do? Like, you know, you're in pretty good shape. And I'm 53 and he's like 30 something. And I'm asking him, like, hey, what do you do? He said, I don't drink coffee.
Really?
And so as for a male, it takes away your testosterone. So I immediately stopped drinking that. So yeah, you know, stay in shape. I have two daughters and I always got to take care of them. So
right.
Still work out, still do all the good things. Yep.
That's what it is, man. To have people, positive people around you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
What about you? Do you drink coffee?
Yes.
What kind?
Folgers.
Oh, okay. Because my girlfriend drinks religiously every day. And she can't even function without it. Like, it's just like, I don't want to be like that. That's funny. All right, hon, let me wrap this up so I can let you go relax. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they do a CT scan or MRA on you or both?
Yeah, they did a CT scan on me.
They just
let me get X-rays on my head.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who diagnosed you? Who your diagnosing doctor was?
Clifford Douglas.
Dr. Clifford Douglas. What city is he out of?
Riverside.
Does he work at a Riverside Community Hospital?
Yes, sir.
All right. Got him. Oh, man. He fancy. He got the bow tie going on. Yep. Okay, doctor specialty, Dr. Clifford does a board certified neurosurgeon practicing with the California Advanced Surgical Specialists in Riverside, California. I'm just doing some copying and pasting over here, okay?
Okay.
You got anything going on today?
No, not really. I was really just trying to get my nails done and have my sister do my hair.
Did you say you're about to do your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. So you going somewhere or you do it yourself?
My sister's going to do it for me.
Okay. And you know something else that I also do is I help people that have used hair relaxer products. Have you ever used that stuff?
Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Have you? Oh, my gosh. That is one of the products that is causing cancers. Ovarian, uterine. And endometrial cancers. Please tell me you haven't been diagnosed with any of that.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Thank God. Okay, but I would definitely stop using that, okay? I mean, find something natural.
Yeah, now I just, I use all the natural.
Okay, cool.
I do everything, because, you know.
I would hate for you to get sick with something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take care of each other. You're out in Cali. I'm in Cali.
Okay.
My daughter just sold her house out there in San Bernardino recently.
San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got a question for you. Were you ever diagnosed with cancer before? Prior
No.
cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, good. And
Healthy.
what type? Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The healthy young lady.
Nice. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Like, was it radiation, chemotherapy? Was it, what was it?
I did radiation.
Okay.
Yeah, I did like
Radiation therapy, very common. No chemotherapy or immunization therapy? No.
don't recall that.
It's okay, ma'am. Radiation therapy is enough. And was the
And
was Cliff one more time?
the doctor, he like observed me for a few days in a hospital, and that was
Clifford Douglas.
yeah.
Okay, so Clifford Douglas was also your treating doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also had well, you know, I also had brain surgery too, so.
Yeah, my gosh. Okay. We're almost done. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
No,
Like
but what?
you had surgery. What did you have surgery?
Yes, I was hospitalized.
And what were the dates that you were there in the hospital? Do you recall?
And then I started receiving treatment October 2024.
October 2024. Okay, but that's when you started treatment, but when were you hospitalized? Same time? Couple weeks after?
I really don't remember. I know for sure I was in the hospital for like a month.
And that was in October 2024?
Yes.
Okay. For about 1 month. Okay, any kind of medical notes you'd like me to put forward to to our attorneys? Anything else that you want to list or no?
No, that should be all.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put that you were in a hospital approximately October 1st to November 1st.
Okay.
Through 11-1-2024. That's recent. Poor thing. Okay, thanks. Do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself? Like you'll be able to get those through the doctor, right?
No, it's been so difficult for me to get them, so no, I have not.
Would the attorneys would be asking, because you're going to sign the HIPAA form for them to pull your medical records, which you're okay helping them out, answering questions if necessary, just to expedite that and make sure that they get what they need.
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to share the emergency contact information in case anything were to happen to you? You're not available, and we need to reach somebody else to find out what's going on.
No, sir. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so next what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and send this out to you electronically. So let me go ahead and do that now. Before we do, I'm going to just do a quick quality assurance check to make sure we didn't have any mistakes. These are law firm requirements. I did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. I did confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. You did confirm that you use the injection for 1 year or more, equivalent to four shots once every 3 months. You confirmed it was the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer. You confirmed you took injections starting after 1992. You confirmed that you want to participate in the lawsuit, and we're going to confirm the spelling, which we're going to do now. I have your name. It's Miss Leslie Catherine Soule, 609-322-819, LeslieSoule0@gmail.com, 951-548-9792. I have an address of 1283 West Linden Street, Apartment B, Riverside, California, 92503.
Oh no, 92507. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I am sorry. I said three instead of seven, and I'm reading a seven, so that was my fault. And everything else is good. Now go ahead and please, either you could put me on speaker or something, but I'm sending you the documents now. That way you could open them up, either text or email, whichever one you prefer.
Let's do email.
It's up to you. You open whichever one you want. I sent them to both.
Okay. And just open all this up. I used to be good at all this stuff. Okay. I think I did it right. Let me see.
Okay, let me refresh my screen. You are done. Okay, let me open it up. Let me make sure everything looks nice and dandy. Signature, perfect. Phone number, address. I didn't see an apartment come up on your address. You noticed that? I don't see an apartment.
Wait, so hold on, want me to go back to it?
I'm looking through it right now, and I don't see an apartment. It says 1283 West Linden Street, Riverside, California. And you're apartment B, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go back to that.
Okay.
And let me resend that, and I'm going to manually add that because I don't want it to get kicked back for something like that. So give me a sec.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just best that we nip that at the bud. I would hate for any type of delays, you know. To me, it's better that we do this right. Action. Okay, rebuild. Okay. How do I correct it? Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just pause right now? Because I don't see where I could update it on my end. And I would like to basically talk to my manager before we do that. Because if they say the apartment number, and let me make notes of this real quick. Because maybe we don't need to redo anything. If the apartment number is not a big deal, then we don't got to do nothing. So give me a second.
Okay.
Let me make myself a note. Okay. Leslie. So, confirm. Apartment number. And that's apartment B, right?
Yeah.
Is to be added question mark. Okay, let's do that, and that way we could both get off the phone. You could be on your merry way, and then if necessary, well, I'll call you back regardless when I come back to work after Christmas. And my number is 949-996-7931. I don't know if you want to write that down, just that way you could pick up my call.
Hold on, let me get a pen stocker right here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, what's your number?
Area code 949.
949, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is 996.
7931. Okay, what's your name again?
Albert Ramirez.
Albert. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You as well. You'll hear from me regardless, but hopefully we don't have to redo anything, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. You have a blessed day now and have a good, good Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.